Welcome to Chapter 5, where we're going to explore some really cool mnemonics to help you remember the different cell organelles. So, why is this important, you might ask? Well, understanding the structure of a cell is crucial in biology, and being able to recall the various organelles and their functions can be a bit overwhelming, but with the right tools, it can be a whole lot easier. So, let's dive right in and look at a mnemonic that can help you remember some of the key organelles. You know how sometimes we use sentences or phrases to remember lists of things? That's exactly what we're going to do here. The sentence is, Ella, Mira and Rima like to play carom, golf and volleyball. Now, each word in this sentence corresponds to the first letter of an organelle, and I'll break it down for you. The E in Ella stands for endoplasmic reticulum, which is like a transportation system within the cell. The M in Mira stands for mitochondria, often referred to as the powerhouses of the cell. Then we have R for ribosome, which is responsible for protein synthesis. The L in Rima stands for lysosome, which is like the cell's recycling center. And it keeps going, with P for plastids, which are found in plant cells and are important for photosynthesis. Now, let's pause for a moment and see if you can recall the organelles we've covered so far. Can you think of the sentence and the corresponding organelles? Take your time. Okay, so we had endoplasmic reticulum, mitochondria, ribosome, lysosome, and plastids. The sentence is really helping us to remember these, isn't it? Moving on, we have C for centrosome, which plays a role in cell division. Then there's G for Golgi bodies, which are involved in protein modification and transport. And finally, V for vacuole, which is like a storage unit within the cell. So, if we put it all together, we get the entire sentence, Ella, Mira and Rima like to play carom, golf and volleyball, which corresponds to endoplasmic reticulum, mitochondria, ribosome, lysosome, plastids, centrosome, Golgi bodies, and vacuole. To help you remember this even better, think of a visual cue, like a gear turning in your mind, with each organelle clicking into place. You can even draw a little diagram, like a head with a gear inside, to represent the concept of mnemonics for cell organelles. The more you practice recalling these organelles using the mnemonic, the more it will become second nature to you. So, let's summarize what we've covered in this chapter. We've learned a mnemonic sentence to help us remember some of the key cell organelles. And don't worry if it takes a little time to sink in, with practice, you'll be a pro at recalling these organelles in no time. Now, I'm excited to see where this knowledge will take you, and I'll give you a sneak peek into the next chapter, where we'll be exploring the functions of these organelles in more detail. It's going to be fascinating, trust me.